of America. This is the Real Life Radio Show. We are back for episode 2. This is your host, Jeanette, alongside my co-host, Alice, who is using the bathroom at the moment. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about how injustice and discriminates against your life. I'll kick it off first. Growing up, I couldn't afford what other kids could afford. My mom just felt like she didn't need to work, and my dad couldn't keep a job because he was a drunk. My parents could barely send me to school with lunch money or send me to school with the lunch from the house because there was barely ever food in the house. My clothes were bad, and my shoes were, like, holy. I felt like I was talked about every day by the other kids that could afford nice stuff. I just felt like since I looked different, I was discriminated against. It moved us around a lot, and I just felt like wherever we went, I couldn't fit in because people have nice families that can afford nice stuff, and I'm just here with my siblings and my unemployed parents who can't buy us much.
I'm back, America.
Well, did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Okay, America, dial in. Hello.
Hi, guys. My name is Scout, and I'm 7 years old, and I live in Macomb County.
Hi, Scout. How you doing?
I'm young and do not understand why people look at me and talk to me the way they do. Well, I know why, but I do not understand. My dad is defending a black man in the case of a rape, and he is looked at the same way I am, but worse. I feel bad for my daddy. It's not fair to him to go through the hate because he's already going through a hard time simply focusing on the case. Because my daddy's going through hard times, he spends less time with me, and I hate it. I want him to play sports with me and build towers with Legos, but he can't. Because he is busy, but at the same time, he's being bullied. Bullying, not to mention, I am being bullied too. I got bullied because my dad is supporting a black man. Kids at school take my lunch money, beat me up simply because my dad is supporting a black man. So I hope this case ends soon and somehow my life gets better.
Aww.
Scout, don't worry. Everything will get better, even if I have to come down to Macomb and beat some bullies up for you.
Don't worry, hun. We'll get some hope for you right now. Let's see what our next caller has to say.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Nelson Mandela.
Hey, Nelson.
Hi, I have some stuff to help Scout. It is okay, Scout. You have much of a way to go in life, and it can only get better. Push the discrimination and racism to the side and take your focus off of it. As I was growing up, I was always discriminated against my beliefs and judged by the people around me. I felt like I had no place in society besides my family and friends. Racism was a big part of my country, and I didn't think that it was right for all the discriminated Africans, so I have to go through what cruelty was happening. People didn't believe in what I was fighting for, so I was being discriminated. I had to go to jail since they misunderstood what I was trying to accomplish. But even though everybody was against me, I kept my head high and fought for my ideas. Eventually, others that also had the same mindset as myself heard what I believed in. They followed me, and we became a family. So even though I started off rough, I still continued with my dream and didn't let judgments pull me down.
And there it goes. This wraps up episode 2 of this beautiful American Interacting series. I am your host, Alice, alongside with Jeanette, and come back for the next of our special advice episode.
I hope you, Scout, find your way during your childhood, and hopefully your dad pays more attention to you. Thank you a lot, Scout.
You're welcome, Jeanette.
And Nelson, congratulations on beating the racism in Africa. I am proud to have you on our show. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Until the next episode and a special one, see you later.